This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Finding fresh food can be tough in neighborhoods without easy access to grocery stores. The International Rescue Committee is making healthy food more accessible by helping refugees plant and grow their own fruits and vegetables. I recently visited one such garden in Vickery Meadow, a refugee-rich neighborhood in northeast Dallas. Last year, Padam Adigari grew so many vegetables in his neighborhood garden, he could skip the produce aisle when he went shopping.
Yeah, it's almost like 4 to 5 months I didn't buy like the vegetable from the grocery.
He made weekly treks to the garden to pick long beans, cucumbers, tomatoes, and potatoes. This year, though, some of the vegetables have vanished. The culprits? Rodents. One morning this summer, neighbors showed up at the garden next to McShann Elementary to learn how to deal with these pesky critters.
So one of the ways you can prevent squirrels and rats from eating your vegetables is by making a pepper spray. And so that would be something you make at home.
That's Yui Owase with the International Rescue Committee, or IRC. It's a refugee resettlement agency. She shares a recipe that will help keep the rodents away.
You would boil hot peppers, garlic, onions for about 20 minutes, and then you put it in a spray bottle, and then you would
spray it. The idea gives neighbors hope that they may be able to salvage their crops. After all, this garden is called Seeds of Hope. As they walk through the garden, they approached a compost heap. A couple of the gardeners stir the pile of leaves and old food. Then, a surprise.
Oh,
several rats scurry through the garden. Seeds of Hope is one of 8 community gardens in Dallas, sponsored by the IRC. Iwase says these plots are vital in neighborhoods like Vickery Meadow, where residents hail from many countries and speak more than 40 languages.
So definitely food security, food access is a main thing, especially for culturally appropriate vegetables, but we also believe that there's large kind of mental health factor to gardening.
Many of the residents used to grow their own crops in their home countries. In Vickery Meadow, they live in apartments and don't have space for gardens.
So just being able to be outside, you know, touch dirt, feel dirt, and enjoy nature, I think is a huge part of it, but also a place outside your home, a place outside of your work that you can be in community with others.
That idea resonates with Mira Suba. She's from Bhutan, but spent years living in a refugee camp in Nepal before being resettled in Dallas.
We all together come here and we meet each other like this.
Suba's a little shy at first and laughs. She smiles as she describes what growing her own fruits and vegetables means to her. She says the garden brings neighbors together.
And they can help us to pour water. Sometimes they can see our vegetables. If I have no vegetables, sometimes my friends, they're going to give me. And if I have more vegetables, I'll give them.
She says they share vegetables with each other. The gardens are part of the International Rescue Committee's New Roots program. It started in 2010 after a group of Bhutanese women in Dallas said they wanted to have better access to healthy food for their families. 84% of IRC's clients are women. Iwase of IRC says the group partners with different organizations like schools and churches, which allow it to use their land.
This garden is a really great way for the parents to be interacting with the school often and to be involved.
This garden isn't just providing food, it's helping break language and cultural barriers. Stella Chavez, KERA News.